Good morning. Taking a recap look at your livestock and grain markets from last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. As we open up this Monday morning, let's take a recap look at what our markets did last week. As for livestock and grains, they kind of had a rough week all around, lower across the board throughout the first 3 days of the week. But as for cattle, on Thursday and Friday, they closed with a little bit of support. And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says he's just been watching.
Mostly the technicals, actually. Mm-hmm. We've got some interesting formations. The 50-day moving average has held the last 3 days, the low. We broke that early this morning, and I kind of thought, uh-oh, that's not a good sign at all, and maybe it won't be. But like you said, we actually ended up closing green on the day and did what most would call a doji formation. That means a reverse in trend. So I'm getting very technical here. Kind of goes to show that the trading's difficult. It's never going to give you a signal that this is the way it's for surely going to go. But one other technical signal I'm watching is the 20-day moving average. I think we're going to start trading below that and stay below that moving forward. I'm just worried that our cash market topped a couple of weeks back. We had bullish news and it kind of failed to rally on bullish news.
And as for corn and beans and our grain, the main story continues to be South America crop and weather.
It's been a horrible week, actually, for corn and soybeans. Soybeans held in there for a while, but the biggest factor is weather. It always is. And I had one other broker friend that mentioned this, and I thought he nailed it. He said, it's raining 2 inches in Iowa and Nebraska during the last week of June. You know, grain markets are going to be down. The rest is all noise. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. But like you said, the other thing that I'm trying to cancel out is also a bearish noise thing. Yeah, a lot of estimates out of South America that the Farina corn crop in Brazil is a monster crop there too. But yeah, that crop is bigger and that's going to ease some of these tight global situations in corn, but it's still fairly tight when you look year over year as far as corn. Now, soybeans, it's not. Of course, soybeans that were at record highs for world global stocks.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.